Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 4th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension. Right now in the studio, we have Run the Rapids 5K Walk Run. We've got some representatives from that. We have with us Matt Zakowski. Matt, good to see you.
Thanks, James. Great being here.
Always good to have you with us. We also have Carrie Minel.
Minel.
Carrie, thank you very much for being here. And let me make sure I get this right here. J.R. Seward. Man, that sounds familiar for some reason.
Does that sound familiar?
It does seem to sound familiar. It is good to see you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back here.
And it's great to have you with us. Great to have you in studio again and to talk about an amazing event, one of our favorite events in this community. People love this event, Matt. It's only gotten more popular over the years. Let's talk a little bit about the details. Let's get into the cause and the mission of this great event.
Well, James, you mentioned it is one of the, first of all, one of the longest running events of its kind in Wisconsin Rapids. And if you think about any 5K or 10K is usually for some endeavor or cause, and they're all very worthy. But this one feels a little bit different because it really centers around our greatest gift, and that's our children and grandchildren and their families. So This is our 19th year that we're doing this, and it's always been organized and run by the Wood County Human Services. They're the ones that do the boots on the ground work with these kids and their families, and they're still one of the beneficiaries of this event. And we're very proud that we have Assumption Catholic Schools as a partner. Assumption is one of the leading organizations as a champion for kids, so this is just a natural fit for us, and we're thrilled to be a partner with this. And the proceeds, everyone needs to know this, goes towards the great work that's being done by the human services, boots on the ground, working with these families and their kids. And James, just last year in 2023, there were over 300 reports of child abuse in Wood County. That is abuse ranging from physical, emotional, and sexual. And that's almost a case per day. Mm-hmm. And that is almost a crisis that people need to be aware of. So a great thing about this event is that we increase awareness of it as well. So that's why we really appreciate you having us here to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. I want to send a big thank you to, of course, the Wood County Human Services, who do amazing work in our community. We appreciate so much of what they do and always have our friends over their backs. And Assumption Catholic Schools, you're so right about that, Matt. They do so much in this community that is above and beyond, really. They're some of the leaders in this industry as far as bringing attention to this. And as far as the cause, the child abuse statistics, we are in a divisive time in this country. And I could be saying that in the 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s. It's always been that way. But I would like to think that there is some universal truths out there. And no matter who you are on the right side of history on this. And that no abuse towards a child is ever acceptable under any circumstance whatsoever. There are only a couple things in life, I believe, are completely black and white, that there is no defense for. This is one of them. This is one of the most important ones we have. If we can't protect our kids, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And it's one of our, if not the number one law and the number one rule of us as adults, not just your own children, but children in general, it's vital going forward. And those stats you read, one is too many, that is way too high. I don't want to wait for an epidemic. I do not want to wait until things get too bad or anything. Causes like the or events like this help us raise so much attention and awareness and funds to hopefully bring those numbers down, to hopefully make this something where in future generations, this isn't something that they have to worry about. This isn't something that they have to fight.
You know, one thing I'll add to that too, James, is that in reality, and this is reality, is that this problem is never going to go away. As long as there's human beings and we are of this world, we're always going to have this. And the thing that's really wonderful about this event, all of us, myself, Carrie, JR, the sponsors, participants, are just doing our part to do what we can to battle this.
Yeah.
And you too, James, for having us on.
It's a topic that for a long time, like a lot of things, I'm on the board at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, so I'm a bit biased on this topic, and I don't mind being. That's fine. Blame me for that. I don't think it's taking a big stand to be against child abuse. But nowadays you got to wonder about that. So putting that out there, one thing that we note at the Family Center quite a bit is the. How much has it changed in the last couple of years with these topics? Where it used to be we had to talk about them like this, and now we're finally speaking on them like with a raised voice. And that is only going to be a good sign for us as a society going forward. Events like this also help with that. And you can't have an event like this without sponsors and people that, you know, any event has sponsors. And they, you know, all these events we have in our area are great. They're fun. We've got a lot of good things that go on. But it means something different when you sponsor an event like this. You are showing where you stand on this cause. You are showing where you stand in the plights of history when it comes to this. And Carrie, I'd like to recognize these sponsors. I'd like to talk a little bit about that part of it, if you don't mind.
Yes, thanks, James. An event like this, you're right, can't happen without great sponsors and people who are willing to step up and help out. You know, of course, a successful race needs participants, mm-hmm. So we're excited about that and hoping to get a lot of people involved in that. We're going to have beautiful weather.
And yes, we are going to have good weather. Speaking into existence, everybody.
Yes, I definitely like to recognize our sponsors because they really have stepped up. We've got some great sponsors. Our platinum sponsors this year are the Ann Santaga family and Advanced Janitorial. Our gold sponsors are Renaissance and Dick and Michelle Lang. Silver sponsors, Aspirus Health, Bank Account Corp, Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, Got Chuck Cranberry, Luke Weiland, Attorney at Law, Terrace Homes, Custom Builders, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Wood County Deputy Sheriff's Association, and A Street Auto. Our bronze sponsors are Becker & Come CPA, Express Recycling Solutions, From the Ground Up Coffee House, Kohler Vision Center, and the Mid-State Nurses Association. Our friends sponsor, the Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association, and our in-kind sponsors are Advance America, Dunkin' Donuts, Quick Trip, Ocean Spray, Energy Media, and WFHR.
A big thank you to all of those sponsors, all those people putting into an industry like this. And I'm curious, Carrie, is there still time to be a part of this or donate if you people want to?
Absolutely. Matt might be able to speak a little bit more on the donating part of it, but he's our main contact.
Yeah, thanks, okay. Carrie. There's
Thank you, Carrie.
Right up until April 27th, we're always looking for people to sponsor this great event. And just to throw this out there too, not looking ahead, but we are doing that. Next year is our 20th anniversary.
That's cool.
So we're constantly trying to cultivate and build our sponsorship. So never too late.
Yeah. And if I can add something to that, you know, for each of the people that are hearing this, that it's nice for you to know that as a result of those sponsors, your registration dollars go to these causes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Whether you're a walker or a runner, or just going to show up and cheer people on. If you register for this race, you know that your dollars are going to help kids in our area.
And JR, it's a unique opportunity to have you here, not only because we haven't gotten a chance to talk in a long time, and it is good to see you, sir, but you have a different role in with the industry now in Coldwell Banker, mm-hmm. but you, for decades, you and your family ran a very, very strong company in this area, and it seemed important to you, even before I met you, I saw your guy, Coldwell Banker, attached to events. What was it important? Why was it important to you as a businessman to be a part of these kind of events?
As was brought up earlier, I mean, we need to advocate for kids, you know, and especially those kids that potentially are in an environment that they can't advocate for themselves. And so that's why I think Matt and Carrie and the other people that are involved with this event, the sponsors, are so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's extremely important. And this particular event has a special place in my heart because 19 years ago, I happened to be the chairperson for the Rotary Foundation of our Wisconsin Rapids Rotary Club. And as the chairperson of that, I figured, well, I better show up because it was an event that we had decided to sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I had enjoyed running in prior years, but hadn't been doing any of that. Mm-hmm. And I showed up in my khakis and some, tennis shoes and just was planning on walking it. And it was a gorgeous day, just like it's going to be coming up the end of this month. And I'm like, man, you know, I feel like running. And it was just one of those days where it just kind of captured you. I'm sure, you know, you've experienced a day like that where it's just invigorating to be outside. And so I ended up, running, most of the course. I hadn't been in shape to really run the entire 3 miles.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of me taking a new interest in running.
Wow.
So because of that, it's got a very, special place and for me, not to mention what we're supporting.
Certainly. And thank you for that. I appreciate that backstory there. That's really interesting. I'd always wondered where that started for you, how that got sparked. That's interesting. And it could get sparked for you being a part of this event. You never know. You could be another JR and find yourself in Boston at a marathon or something like that. Who knows? I think there's another note on that too, JR, whether you meant to or not, that is kind of noteworthy to the audience. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. Everybody can be a part of this one.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a runner to be. And it may, whether it sparks something in you or not, you get some good exercise, you put into your community, you're seeing people that maybe you don't get to see all the time. And this course, JR, this course is beautiful.
It is a beautiful course, and it's a great opportunity to talk about that. I would have to say that, and I've had the opportunity to run a lot of courses over the years, and this particular course, I think, is probably one of the most picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
It goes along the Wisconsin River. Mm-hmm. The starting line is down by the Moravian Church on First Avenue. Same place for those that are from the area where the market is on Saturday mornings. In fact, do they have that later on that day or
the farmers market starts in June?
Okay, so that's later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. They do have the winter's farmers market, but that's inside at the Moravian Church. So
got it.
Shouldn't
got
interfere.
It. So that's the starting location.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely well organized. There's same day registration available. Mm-hmm. Packet pickup is day of the race, it's very, very well staffed. You're not going to be standing around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
At that start, Franklin timing is our timer for this. It's a timed event, so there's a good start finish line there.
Yeah.
There'll be music playing. Matt always arranges for somebody to do a live national anthem, which is always a great way to start out an event like this.
Yeah.
And then we take off on First Avenue, which has a little bit of a rise, at the end of that street right there at that first intersection, we cross over to a paved trail, which is part of the Ottawagam Trail in our area. That goes right along the river, goes through a beautiful residential area. Then you go underneath the overpass and enter Lions Park at nice shaded overhanging trees there, some beautiful views of the river and the island. And then that continues down to the Fireman's Memorial at Ben Hansen Park.
Mm-hmm.
And at that turnaround, there'll be a water station there, an aid station if anybody needs it. You can take a break.
Take a five,
if you need to, right?
Yeah, need a timeout. Need a timeout.
Right, exactly. And then turn around and then follow that course back. I would say that from the participation that we've had in the past years, the walkers and the runners are very considerate of one another, and so there's plenty of room on that paved trail where you're not running into people.
Yeah, which is noteworthy too, because it's not just going to be runners out there, but we'll have people walking, people with strollers possibly.
Yes.
A lot of variety out there, so plenty of room and plenty of people giving each other grace through that.
Yep. And along that line, Matt, can you speak to, because sometimes we get this question, can they bring dogs on leashes? They ought to know ahead of time so they can, you know, plan accordingly.
That's an excellent question, JR. Strollers, of course. In fact, we have a one of our guidance counselors at Assumption is going to have her child out there, and she's going to be out there and ready to participate. But strollers are welcome. We really encourage that we don't bring dogs out.
Yeah.
Just for the safety of the pet and also, for the walkers and the runners.
Yeah, and the dog probably wouldn't enjoy it for more than a couple minutes anyway, so it's probably a good idea for the dog, too. But it's certainly good notes there, and thank you for asking that question, JR. That was a good one. There is a kids' dash as well that's a part of this?
There is, and Matt and I will both talk about this a little bit. That's going to be at 8:30. The walk-run starts at 9, correct?
Correct.
And for kids under 5, it's completely free. And I believe there's some participation awards for the kids that are going to be participating in the Kids Dash. You want to talk about
that? That is correct, JR. Anyone that crosses the start and finish line with the Kids Dash, we have an Assumption Catholic Schools water bottle and a medallion.
Cool. Oh, cool. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. And God, kids, they love stuff like that. They're going to enjoy that a lot. That might even motivate a couple of them to finish. That's pretty cool. That's good. It really is an event for everybody.
And that's going to be right in that area, so parents don't have to worry about losing sight of their children. It's a short enough out and back dash. And this year we're doing something a little bit differently. We're actually going to start the kids behind the starting line, which is also the finish line, so they get that excitement of coming through the finish line.
That's a really cool idea. That you guys do such great details on this event. There's a really cool thing to add to it. Carrie, we want to make sure that people register before April 12th as well, because we've got these two cool t-shirts, drawstring bags that they could get.
Yes. Very important to register ahead of time before April 12th. Participants will receive a long sleeve. Is it a dry fit? Is it like a sport?
Sport tech polyester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And then the first 200 participants who register will receive the drawstring bag.
Very cool. Very cool. And a good incentive. Get out there and do that. The shirts are amazing. You not only will enjoy wearing it year round and for years, but it's a great way of showing the community where you stand on these things too.
Good point.
And spreading the word about these events as well. And maybe somebody isn't able to attend it this year, but because they see the shirt, they make a mental note, they mark their calendar, and they'll be there next year, especially when we got the 20th anniversary of this, which we wanted to be as big as it can get. And thank you for that, Carrie. Appreciate it. Matt, as we're wrapping up here in the last couple of minutes, how can you register? And I wanted to touch on the age divisions as well.
Sure. You need to register. Everything is done online, and it's through our registration site, Run the Rapids, itsyourace.com. And it's pretty self-explanatory and simple. I just want to quickly mention, too, James, last year we incorporated a corporate challenge, team challenge, and Caldwell Banker Seawood Realtors was the recipient. They did a great job. So we are still accepting that. People need to reach out to me, your company, so I can give you a promo code. You do that, you get $5 off the registration fee. So I know Caldwell Banker Seawood Realtors are doing strong. You guys have a lot of, but we have some serious challenges.
Yeah, we got to give you guys some competition here. Yeah,
competition. We're up for it.
Yeah, you are.
Bring it on.
Yeah, right on.
The age groups, James, we have eight different age groups. I believe it's 12 through 8 through 12, 13 through 19, and then it goes 20 through 29, 30 through 39, all the way up through 70 and above.
Yeah.
That, and the awards is the top three finishers, male and female, in each age group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got the complete list. Nice job. Matt did that off the top of his head. That's always I always think that's cool when you guys can do that stuff. I have it right in front of me. That website, again, runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. You can find out all that information, especially finding out more about some of the things we've talked about today, but also registering. That's a big part of this. Want to make sure you register.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
That's a really long handle, and probably nobody's going to remember it. So if you just Google Run the Rapids, that site will come up.
I know it's been a while, but you and I are still have that chemistry, JR. I tested that this morning. I'm like, well, let me see here. And I just typed in Run the Rapids, popped up right away. So good note by you there. We appreciate it. Appreciate so much of this, everything you guys have done, your team has done, all the volunteers. And speaking of volunteers, Matt, can we use volunteers for an event like this?
We definitely can, James. And again, the event takes place Saturday, April 27th, 9 a.m. And our hub is the Centralia Center Riverwalk.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
That is plenty of parking in that parking lot. And whether, you know, depending on what the weather is like, we do a lot inside the Centralia Center if we have to.
Yeah.
But volunteers, please reach out to me. And we could always find
way to get somebody plugged in that wants to be part of this. Absolutely.
It's a great event. We're not going to forget it. I can't. My son's birthday is the 27th, so I really can't forget it.
Okay.
But it's a Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk, and this is one of our favorite events. Meet everybody there. Register and meet us there at the Centralia Center on April 27th, 9 a.m. start time. This is going to be a fun event. It's going to be a really fun event. We're going to spread the word about this. Make sure you guys get a great turnout. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.